Many U.S. farmers are in a financial bind. We'll look at why today on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Even though some crops produced record volumes this year, the number of farmers facing financial problems is exceptionally high. A survey of farm lenders suggests only about half the nation's farmers will be profitable this year. One reason is high production costs. Tim Lust is CEO of the National Sorghum Producers.
In the last 5 or 6 years, just incredible increases in cost of production. And you can work on the sale and the revenue side of it. And most of our groups have spent our career trying to work on market development. The other side of it is cost. I think you've heard a number of farm groups talk more and more about costs. And now I think you hear the government talking more and more about the cost side of it. Is it simple? No. I think you cannot hide from the fact that the costs have been substantial, probably for a multitude of reasons.
Lust says many ag groups are pressing Washington to address the high production cost issue.
For many, many years, I think U.S. farm policy was based upon the fact that we were the low-cost producer in the world, and I don't think we can make that statement today. And I think that it has a lot of repercussions throughout the economy, throughout agriculture.
Lust was featured in a recent episode of the AgriPulse Open Mic podcast. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.